what you wanna live in. But on weekends comes a time you can do whatever turns you on. Go out and clear your mind. Me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down. Come on everybody, let's sing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Athletic Ireland. Welcome to the grand final edition of Chicks Talking Footy. You're with Fee, that's me, Moddy,
that's me,
and Breezer.
Yeah.
She's a very, very happy tiger.
I am indeed.
The Tigers won a premiership 2 years ago. Did you think you'd be sitting here again?
No.
With the possibility?
No. I was happy seeing one. I may get to see two. I don't know what parallel universe I am living in, but I am loving life.
Well, soak it all in, my friend.
Such a good feeling.
Yeah.
Walking amazing. On water, probably.
Yeah.
And we're going to be chatting to Amanda Frugier from the GWS AFLW team. She's the captain. Recently won the Sam Mostyn medal.
We'll get her vibe on, you know, what it's like from the other side.
She'll have a finger on the pulse, no doubt. And we're going to be talking to Richmond superfan and AFLW manager Michelle Klein, great
media
friend
manager,
of the show.
Yep.
AFLW media manager, rather. And, of course, Breezer. She'll be giving us an insight into the game as we go along. We'll be reviewing the preliminary finals and the looking ahead to the big dance. So big show ahead, lots of music.
I mean, this is it, isn't it? This is Christmas.
Footy Christmas.
This is footy Christmas.
Yep. And we love a footy playlist, and we'll be bringing you some footy songs tonight.
Yeah, you'll notice we changed our intro tonight, and Moddy knew all the words.
Yes, I did. I love it.
It's a great song, isn't it, Moddy? Because if you listen to the lyrics, it's synonymous with why you love football.
I only found out a few years ago that Cazaly was actually a player.
Roy Cazaly?
Yeah, Roy Cazaly. But contact us. We want to hear what you're doing for Grand Final Day. 0427JOY949 or what you're doing on the public holiday. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Do you like meat pies or hot dogs? Let us know.
One inside the other.
But we've taken the feels segment on secondment from Bechdel.
Yes, we have.
And there was a couple of big feels.
Oh, massive feels. Yeah.
We got felt up during the week. There was a story about Jeremy Cameron, GWS player, who found a wallet.
Found someone's wallet.
Found someone's wallet in the hotel.
I think, yeah.
I think it was in the hotel, or near the hotel, that they all stay in. And it had no cash in it. So he returned it, slipped a $50 note in with a note, handwritten note that said, you know, you've lost your wallet, returning it to you, blah, blah, blah. Here's $50, go and buy yourself a GWS scarf and beanie.
Brilliant.
Guy turned out to be a Geelong supporter.
Oh, did he really?
But
I didn't know that.
They had him on the news, and he said, well, for the grand final, I'm going to break for GWS now.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Oh. It's interesting power of social media, isn't it, that story goes around.
Yeah. So that was milked on all of the news.
It was.
There was also, I slept through the Brownlows.
Oh, I watched Brownlow, and I loved this. The Oz kicker of the year, Alicia?
Isla.
She was on the red carpet interviewing.
So how old is she? About 7? 10?
Yeah, maybe 9 or 10.
9 or 10?
Yeah.
But little.
Little. Yeah.
And gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And she had a list of players that she wanted to interview on the red carpet. And she was just going up to people and asking them the best questions.
Yeah, it was very, very
like she
cute.
Went up to Joel Selwood, gave him a massive hug and asked him how his head was. And he said, and he said to her, "Oh, how does it look?" And she goes, "Oh, it looks bad.
It looks bad." Just honest.
And honest, yeah.
She asked Roughhead, you know, why he was invited.
Yeah. But I love how they interview them during halftime. Some of those segments are just gold, aren't they, when they interview the little Oz kickers with Hamish McLaughlin. It's good television.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the feels this week was Nat Fyfe winning the Brownlow.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise, don't you think?
I was surprised, but I guess that who I would have expected would have been Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't so much surprised that he won, but I was surprised by how many votes he got and how far he beat the next person. Like, I know, he won by six votes.
They knew with five games to go.
Yeah.
33 is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a high count, isn't it?
Well, people in the past have won sort of with 24. I think Adler won really low one year. But
I just want to play you two a little bit of his speech, because he did a really nice thank you to Ross Lyon.
Thanks very much to Ross Lyon and all the work that he's done for me in my career over the last 8 years. He'll be a close friend of mine long into the future, a close confidant, and I wish him all the best with whatever comes next in his footy journey.
So that was his little thank you to Ross, which I thought was really nice. And I don't know how many Brownlow medalists would have won with their coach no longer being around.
Well, it could have been anyone this year since five coaches have gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, six if you count Don Pike. He stepped down. He wasn't sacked, but he...
Oh, I think he's number five.
Is he?
Yeah. I think there's only five.
Yeah. Huh. I think he got the sack. I think we can say.
Stepping down's but, nice.
No, don't come Monday, Monty. You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think he did, turned up with his swipe card and it just didn't work.
The slash card.
Right.
But big round of preliminary finals, my goodness.
And what happens Breezer. To the winners of the preliminary final, Breezer?
They go through to the big dance, Monty. We are dancing with the big boys now.
Now, it was a game of two halves, I thought.
Yes, I've made notes on this. So
I'm sure you have. There's about 16 pages printed out of notes just for the preliminary final.
No, not really.
You'll have to do them throughout
but
the whole show.
I agree. It was a tale of two halves. It was a balmy, really balmy night. And Richmond started well. So in the first, 5 minutes, Richmond had kicked the first. Well, they had 3-1. Geelong kicked the first one. But then Geelong started to get on top and they started to control the ball and they like to possess the ball. And now there's teams in the competition that play this way. Geelong played this way. Hawthorn liked to play this way. Brisbane tried to play this tactic against Richmond as well. And they like to chip it around, this uncontested, controlled possession game, so that Richmond can't get their intercept markers in and turn the ball over. So Geelong had control of this match. I kid you not. They should have been 5 goals up.
Yeah, they didn't capitalize. They didn't capitalize on that momentum.
No,
that they had.
We're sitting in the crowd, me and my friends, and we're like, "Gee, we're so lucky that we're so close in this game."
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, but even though we thought we were lucky to be so close, we're also saying, if they can work through it, if they can work out what's going wrong or what Geelong's doing, if they can work through it, they can turn it around.
And I've got one thing to say.
Yeah.
For, or two words, actually, which would have helped Geelong, and that's probably what the coaches were saying.
Tom Hawkins.
Oh, yeah, as in made a difference to that
difference.
Game. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they would have been, you know, I mean...
His teammates would be unhappy with him, you'd have to think.
Well, he'd be unhappy with himself.
Yeah.
He was shattered.
Yeah, you just got to stop hitting people off the ball.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's not an accident.
No, it wasn't an accident.
But that end score, Breezer, to me, when I was watching it, it felt like it was... that felt close when really the game was long gone by then, wasn't it?
Which
85
point?
To 66, the final score.
Oh, no, it still felt close because Geelong kept coming back. Like Richmond would get 11 points ahead. Mm. Geelong would kick the next goal. So it was that annoying margin where if they had have kicked two, they would have won by a point.
Yeah.
So, but come the third quarter, after halftime, Richmond came out, they had a different mindset. They started to not sit off as much. I felt like they gave Geelong too much space. So they closed Geelong down a bit and they got the game back on their terms. And then from there, once we got control of the game, drew level, then you sat there and thought Richmond's fitness, freshness would just run over the top and be good enough to win. And that's what happened.
I thought in the first half too, Richmond were making silly mistakes, missing easy goals.
Yeah, but there's that's perceived that pressure from Geelong.
Yeah, okay.
Geelong were...
And wind.
And a bit of wind.
Bit of wind.
Now,
the next game.
Well, what we might do is talk about the next game with our very special friend of the show, Michelle Klein, who is the AFLW media manager. And she might give us some insight into that game as well. We'll be back in a moment on Chicks Talking Footy. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
We're on Chicks Talking Footy here, and we've got Fee.
A very special Super Tiger fan, Michelle Klein, AFLW media manager at the AFL.
Tigerland.
Come on, girls.
A fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with the green.
Hey!
Risking head and shin.
Hey!
If we're behind, then never mind.
We could go on.
Oh, yeah. Well, play it again, Fee.
Well, well, the question is, will you be singing it at about 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon? What do you think?
Look, I'm a pragmatist. Is that the word?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, so I believe in all things practical. So it's 50-50. It's a 50-50 contest. It could go either way.
It's very left-brained.
Fingers crossed, everything crossed, that Richmond can win another premiership.
It's That's the right. 1 week you don't have to be pragmatic.
You can be very highly emotional.
Oh, no, I think it's the 1 week you should be pragmatic, because the heartbreak at the end of it, you need to kind of... What's the word? You need to
manage your emotions.
Self-protect.
Yeah.
I would like to set the scene here for those at home who haven't got spy cam into the studio. Bree and Michelle, we'll put the photo up on socials, are fully decked out in their kit. They did not speak before.
No.
They've both got Richmond members caps. Michelle's got badges on hers. Bree's got her sweatshirt. Michelle's added a...
This is the Puma Indigenous top.
There you go, Brie.
Yeah, dream time.
You've just gone the regulation tiger. Yep. You've added your vintage scarf by the looks of
it. Vintage. This was from the 1980 premiership year.
Oh, wow. Disco Roach.
Yes,
is absolutely. That part of your superstitions?
This has gone to every Richmond game that I've attended.
Wow.
It's got BFL on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So it's no, worth money.
God, hold on to that.
Possessions.
Have you washed it?
Never.
Never washed it.
Smells like the G.
Oh. Rachel Hopkins comes in with her.
We won't tell you what it really smells like.
Eyes. Rachel Hopkins comes in with hers on, and it is so grimy.
Yeah.
I think it's been through.
It's probably got sauce on it. Yeah.
Now, we thought we'd like to talk to you too as fans. As real fans of a competing club. We're going to talk to Amanda Frugier from GWS just for some, you know,
balance
and fairness there. But we'll start with you guys. From 11 p.m. Friday night to 2:30 p.m. this coming Saturday is a surreal time for a supporter of a team in the granny. Breezer and Michelle, what is your favourite part of this week?
It's a good question. I mean, when you're in it, it's the anticipation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And also it's the nuances of what's different. Like, for example, you know, you have to register for a grand final ballot, and then if you need to wait for the results to see if you're successful in the ballot, and then you actually have to go and line up to collect your ticket. There's none of this downloading tickets or emailing tickets. You have to go stand in a line and collect your ticket.
Oh, wow. Well, Michelle, you work for the AFL, so I hope they give you a ticket.
Well, that is true. It is. But I'm also an AFL member. With Richmond Club support.
Oh, yep. Oh, right.
So I did log online and had to get my ticket. So there's always that sort of nervous energy when you're sorting out your tickets on the Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Do you talk to more people in the street than usual?
Well, I did walk into the building tonight, dressed like this. That's lots of go tigs.
Yeah, there's lots of go tigs and people honking their horns, like if they see your bumper stickers and all sorts of things like that. So, yeah, random stranger hugging. It all happens.
Well, that's the thing about sport. It brings strangers together in such a beautiful way. I live close to Richmond, not in Richmond, but, you know, I've seen a few garage doors with, you know, Dusty's number on it and players' numbers on it.
Yes.
The have you decorated fences. Your house? Yeah, that's right. Yes. Have you decorated your house, Michelle?
There might be a few, you know, little tiger posters around.
Inside and outside?
Yes, just maybe one in a window here
just
and there.
Just a cheeky, cheeky poster.
Definitely. Mine's the same. I've got some posters in the window.
Bree is moderated by her partner, Petra.
I would paint my garage door in a heartbeat, but I would be divorced as quickly as what I was married.
Yeah, we're always trying to figure out our break-even point of how many games we can watch on a weekend and still stay in our respective relationships.
Well, I'm looking to get a new house with a second bedroom and another television. That's my plan for next season.
That's called the divorce room.
That's a good plan, Monty.
But, okay, so we're on to, you know, buying new things. Have you bought any new merch or do you save that till Saturday?
Michelle hasn't bought any new merch since the 80s.
That's true.
The cap looks new.
I'm very superstitious. I think I'm just going to try and stick with what I have and wear the exact same outfit as what I had worn at the prelim final. So, yeah, I'm very routine-based and disciplined this week.
I'm exactly the same. Yeah. You have to wear what you wore last time around, wear it again.
You've got your lucky scarf, lucky hat.
So last Friday night, whatever you wore, same undies, same socks, you wore the same
I was the same.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm the same. Yeah.
Really? And
I'm a Hawthorn supporter. I don't know if you know that, Motti.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
But I had a brown dog and I literally got vegetable-based spray paint and
that's next level.
Yellow stripes. That's really next level. Dead set.
Gee, that's good.
And then because we were in like four in a row, I had to do it 4 years in a row.
Oh, that is hard, setting a precedent.
I mean, I'm so superstitious that I don't wash my hair on game day. Like, I plan it meticulously so that my hair washing falls the day before.
You're not playing, you know that.
No, I know I'm not playing, and there's nothing I can do to influence the result except stick to my routine.
Except not wash your hair.
Yeah, you've
got two smelly tiger supporters in the studio.
But I must say, I'm looking to do the same routine that I did in 2017.
Yeah, good one.
On Saturday.
What is that?
Head down to Swan Street for a bit of brunch in the morning and then...
They're closing that down for the afternoon or late afternoon, I think.
Yeah, from 5, I think.
Yeah.
Smart.
Do a lap of the G, soak up all the atmosphere.
You literally walk around the G?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
See it all. Get inside, ready for the pre-match.
What's the pre-match songs or do you go there for any of the early game? Is there any early game actually?
No, not on grand final day because there's some pre-match entertainment.
Paul Kelly is playing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Beautiful boyfriend Mike Brady. I say boyfriend. I've never met him. I cry when I hear his songs.
And so I saw emotional. On the socials, Michelle, you have some tiger ears.
Yes, they're in my bag.
They are fantastic. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's full jealousy from Superfan 1 to Superfan 2.
That's right. And so they came out when we won the prelim. That's what I did in 2017 as
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, so, you know, routine.
Do you have eggs and black pudding for breakfast? Scrambled eggs and black pudding, just yellow and black food.
Yum. And where are you both sitting, do you know?
I'm up in the gods.
Oh, yeah.
But not too far, actually. I think I'm just above the Betty Cuthbert Lounge. Like in the Olympic stand, which is good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good seats.
Yeah.
So I'm in the April Reserve and I'm around the 50-metre line on the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good seats, unless it's raining.
That's right. But, you know, if it rains, it's good for the Tigers.
It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain.
It'll still be fine.
It was raining heavily for the GWS game and they actually played well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we review that game.
Now, so on your Friday night, I'm all into, you know, you like to do what you did in 2017, things like that. Do you have a favourite grand final that you like to rewatch, a replay?
2017?
Well, okay, let's go. If in 2017, is there
a long
one?
Time like, before that, though.
You've got a scarf from 1980. Do you watch that
Probably
one,
the Michelle? 1980, you know, Bartlett, arms in the air.
I like the 89 one. That these guys won, that Hawthorn won.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
That's a classic
grand final.
No, missed the point. Of what Richmond have won?
There's only two
in Breeze's lifetime.
So 80 and...
Last year, when 2017, myself and our friend Aaron ran down to the MCG to catch up with Breezer, and we got to dance to Jack Riewoldt singing, what's that song?
Mr. Brightside,
Mr.
The Killers.
It was a classic moment.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So would you go to the parade as well?
Yes, definitely going to the parade. Going to open training first and then we'll head to the parade.
And who are you in the car with?
No, I'm not in the car, unfortunately. You're not in the parade. No, I couldn't manage to. Swing that with Dusty sitting next, in between Dusty and Koch. Can you imagine?
Will you go to the parade too, Michelle?
Yes, I have to work the parade, so I will definitely be there.
So, okay, you'll be there as a fan and a worker. Then, yes. Bree, you'll be the one taking photos for yourself.
Yes.
How many do you reckon you'll get to? Do you think you'll hit four figures? 1,000 photos?
Oh.
Snapping away at your
No, because I want to enjoy it
you'll
as well.
Freeze
like
up.
If you if you're continually taking photos, you're missing
you're
things.
You're not looking at
no,
it.
No, you're
not.
Should be taking notes, but not photos.
Well, that is great. That's great to know what you'll be doing. I'll be tracking it through my head each time. I'll be thinking at about 10:30. Oh, Michelle, should we into a brunch by now?
That's right.
You know, Breeza, oh, should we be doing this?
Yep.
We've got a breakfast. The other chicks are meeting at Beck's house for breakfast. We're going to watch the North Melbourne Grand Final breakfast. There's a kick to kick on the Yarra where people are trying to kick over the Yarra. Sabrina Frederick Shaw's one. Lots of guys, lots of girls, a couple of comedians. We might watch that. Then we'll watch it roll into the pregame, won't we?
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. I'm feeling much more relaxed this year,
of course,
which is good.
Are. Do you think we should talk about the other team that are in there and how they got there? Should we quickly talk about Collingwood Giants?
Yeah, let's talk about that game.
It was. I saw the last quarter and a half at the pub, and I was in a noisy pub with the sound down, and it was still so gripping. Everyone was just staring at it like, ah!
It was amazing because at the 6th minute of the final quarter, GWS were 33 points up. Then suddenly Collingwood snapped 5 goals in a row and it was down to 4 points. It was like I was watching a freight train or something. It was just the weirdest.
And the weather was awful and kick that many that quickly in that weather.
Well, by that time the rain had stopped.
Mm.
So during the rainy patch, GWS managed to get ahead, which is why I'm saying they actually played better in bad weather than we thought.
But that's the whole difference about GWS, isn't it? Because we were having a conversation on Messenger, and we're like, oh no, Collingwood. As soon as it started raining, we're all like, Collingwood's going to win this by a lot.
Mm.
And this is the aspect of their game that they've changed. No one thought that GWS had the resilience to get down and dirty and win the tough football and play tough football. They've been knocked around about being this Ferrari-style team that only like the ball quick where they can be clean and perfect, play perfect football. But the last couple of weeks, they've really grinded out tough wins. There's a bit of mongrel about this team.
Yeah, well, they did play a game in the snow this year.
Oh, they did too. That might
have got them ready.
That's the reason I think, Bree, that I'm really looking forward to this grand final more than others, because I think it's going to be a really good match of teams and skill and styles. There'll be speed. Because I agree with you. The perception is that there are a lot of low draft picks and, you know, they like it their way. But they've played so well to get here. They deserve
to be.
Absolutely.
Toby Green would be breathing a sigh of relief
back
in the team for grand final. And sadly, Stephen Canilio.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Couldn't quite get up.
I hope he'll play.
Yeah.
But he'll be very badly injured. He'll be...
We shouldn't forget Jack Graham. He misses out, unfortunately, after dislocating his shoulder. But what a champion he was coming back on the field.
I tell you who might be the most unlucky Richmond player, though, Camden McIntosh. He was withdrawn from the VFL Grand Final team as a backup for...
Broad.
For one of them.
Broad
or Graham.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Him and who was your other dude?
Jack Ross.
Jack Ross, yeah. So it looks like he's not going to play in the AFL Grand Final. So he didn't get to play in the victorious VFL Grand Final team or the AFL. He's just in...
He's in limbo.
He's in limbo.
Purgatory.
Yeah,
poor bugger.
Well, yeah, one of them's going to miss out, aren't they?
We'll dedicate this segment to Camden McIntosh, I think.
Oh, it's the Camden McIntosh segment.
Or Chronicles. They call him Chronicles.
Oh, Chronicles.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to studio, Michelle.
It's
a busy week for you at AFL HQ, but good luck on Saturday. We'll be talking to Amanda Frugia in just a moment to bring some balance to our show.
Well, there's a big, big sound from the west of the town. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel
feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots before the Giants.
You're on Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9. We have a bit more balance on the show now because we're going to be talking to, or we have on the line, Amanda Ferrugia from the GWS AFLW team. She is the captain and recent winner of the Sam Mostyn Medal. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi there, Amanda. It's Motti and you've got Bree, me and Fee.
Hey, girls.
I've got one very important question first, and that is, do you know all the words to that song?
Oh, I certainly do. fortunately enough, we've sung it a fair few times over the course of our AFLW seasons, but I think we're all very excited to be able to sing it on Saturday, so let's hope that we can do that, so fingers crossed for that.
Did in your heart of hearts, did you really think, you know, say four to five weeks ago that you'd be turning up on Saturday and the Giants are in the grand final?
I think realistically no team is ever a lock to make the grand final. The beauty of the AFL competition is that it's so open-ended. And we've seen in recent years teams come from pretty far back in the mix to be able to make it on the big day. So, you know, at no point does any team ever look too far forward. It's just a footy cliche that you just kind of look at each week and take it each week as it comes. But there was a bit of a buzz around the club, and there was a bit of belief that despite all the setbacks that we've had throughout the season, that we could really get there. And, you know, we've finally proven it to ourselves, the community and the AFL world, that we're the real deal.
Absolutely. And I know you've had a bit of some training sessions and that kind of thing. Has there been a great response to that, fans coming down?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I'd never seen so many GWS Giants fans before in the Western City. So it's good to see that they're out there, and I think, if anything, we've had a lot of support throughout the season, but this is an opportunity for people in the community to jump on board on the bandwagon and hopefully maintain their membership and allegiance to us in the years to come. So, you know, we're excited to have anyone and everyone from any walk of life come on board and support us this weekend, and we just hope they stay as Giants members into the future as well.
Well, if it's any hope to go by, in 1983, I started barracking for Hawthorn because we won the grand final that year. So here, yep, I am all these years later. I think there's nothing like winning a premiership to draw some new fans, and, you know, they'll stick around, I'm sure.
Hope so.
Now, you've recently won the Sam Mostyn Medal, not your first. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, so this season was a bit more unique in terms of me splitting my time between the VFLW program and club football. So I missed a few games throughout the season to maintain my VFLW commitment. But whenever I go back to playing club football, it's always from Macquarie University, which is part of the AFL Sydney competition, which has grown from strength to strength in the last few years. I mean, the league's completely exploded and there's a lot more teams now, and it's great to see a lot more divisions too. So, look, I was lucky enough to poll enough votes. I'm not quite sure how that happened. There was a lot more competition this year, and a lot of girls had brilliant individual seasons. And, I mean, the real icing on the cake was winning the grand final. So it's been a pretty good news story for me personally this season, and I hope there's one little bit of cherry on the top on Saturday as well.
Now, Amanda, you're an ambassador for Macca's Kick to Kick. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so Kick to Kick is an opportunity for kids to be able to get onto the ground post-game and have a bit of a kick around with their friends and family, and it's been supported for many years by McDonald's, who is a great ambassador for the AFL and the promotion of kids' involvement in sport. So it's been wonderful being an ambassador for Macca's Kick to Kick, and let's hope there's an opportunity for kids to get on the ground post-game on the MCG. And if not, you'll see us before game having a bit of a kick around with some young ones.
So you and other ambassadors and a bunch of Oz kickers or just young kids are all going to be on the ground having a kick before the grand final?
Yeah, correct. It's pretty cool. I've never actually been on the MCG before, so to get opportunity to do it on grand final day is quite special, and also to have my team involved just kind of makes it quite surreal, really. So this whole weekend is going to be a bit of a whirlwind, but yeah, consider myself extremely lucky.
Have you been to many grand finals before?
This is my first AFL Grand Final in the flesh.
So oh, I'm you.
Very, very
wow.
You are going to have the best time.
I think so. It's also great to have a lot of my teammates coming down as well. So a lot of the AFLW girls will be there. And, you know, there's a huge Giants contingent heading down there too. So, you know, I've got a lot of work colleagues that just are passionate about the game who are coming down on buses. And, you know, people have just said, you know, we're getting flights and taking my kids down. Everyone wants to be a part of it. So it's really bringing the community together, which is fantastic.
And Amanda, what have you enjoyed about the week so far?
I've just enjoyed the Giants being able to get some of the credit they deserve. You know, we do cop a bit of flack here and there, and, you know, individual players cop some flack, and that's just the nature of professional sport, I guess. But I think the Giants are about due to have their time in the sun, and you might think that, you know, they should wait a little bit longer because they've only been in the competition for 8 or 9 years, and people say, you know, they've got a team that's been, you know, gifted draft picks and all that kind of thing, but no matter what kind of list that you have to show up every week and compete and, you know, ride the setbacks of injuries and staff changes. And, you know, it's despite all the things that people think Giants have been gifted, there's just so much work that goes on behind the scenes that people don't actually understand. And, you know, this could be our time and this is our opportunity. And, you know, I don't think there's a team that deserve it more. Obviously, I'm completely biased, but, you know, I see what goes on behind the scenes, and I think our boys really deserve it.
Well, I think they do too, and I think we'd love to see GWS get up, but don't tell Breezer that I told her.
I'm hoping for a good game.
Yeah.
I think it
really no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt it will be a good game. They're two very fast teams. Having Toby Green back will definitely be a good thing for the team.
Yeah, definitely. I think Toby's a bit of a spiritual leader of the club, and in the sense that he does a lot of things that go unnoticed. He brings a lot of energy and intent. And
Amanda, he does a few that get noticed as well. That's his problem.
I don't know how that happens. Fly under the radar, but he's a great guy as well. And you know, people like to write stories about him, but it's a pretty strong test of his resilience because he just shows up every week and does brilliant things for our team. And, you know, he's played a lot of different roles this year and he's been a stand-in captain and he's taken everything in his stride. So it's brilliant to have him back on deck for Saturday.
Yeah, fabulous. And looking forward to the AFLW season, when does it start? What are your feelings about new clubs joining in? What have we got to look forward to?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's still a little bit up in the air at the moment. We're currently in negotiations, trying to decide when the pre-season will officially commence and when the first round will commence and those kinds of things. And they'll sort of get sorted out in due course. But, yeah, look, we're excited about it. I think a lot of teams are kind of just doing things behind the scenes at the moment, just trying to, you know, build general fitness levels and work on a few deficiencies before the official pre-season starts. But, yeah, we're excited for another big season. And the introduction of four new teams is going to be extremely interesting. You know, there's been talk about needing to spread the talent pool a little bit thinner to, you know, cope with these four new teams. But, you know, I think the four teams will manage just fine because the depth of talent that's emerging across the country is more than capable of facilitating four new teams. And the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes with staff and coaches and has been phenomenal, and I think having four new teams is just an insight into the commitment that clubs across the country are making to bring women into the game more than ever. And this pretty much leaves only a few teams left to make a women's team, and I think they're also very excited about having teams in the near future too. So it's inevitable that women's footy will be covered across the country by every football club, and I'm excited for that day to come.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's 500,000 girls playing footy across the country now, so you'd think they'd be able to pick a few for the team. So we're looking forward to the AFLW Season 4, and we really appreciate you coming on the show on such a busy week and giving us the insights into GWS. Looking forward to a good grand final, and I hope it all goes well for you, for the team.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thanks so much, ladies. I appreciate it. Cheers. Thanks for having me on, and go the Giants.
Thanks, Amanda.
There were days when you start trying to please the crowd when they're unforgiving. Monday in September, we want to remember. There isn't any doubting, we'll be in there shouting. Football's such a part of this whole town. And we know that you won't let us down.
Gee, I tell you what's not going to happen. We are not going to get phone calls from Mushroom Records anytime soon.
Don't give up your day job.
We are not the new Bananarama or anything.
I think we need to play to our strengths, people.
We're not Spice Girls, are we?
We are no Spice Girls, but what we are is Chicks Talking Footy.
Correct.
With me, Motti, Fee and Breeza.
Yeah.
We're talking grand final week, but just before we do that, I thought I'd have another little crack at No Warning.
Oh, yes, please, Motti. I love this segment.
You mightn't have seen it, but I was watching CNN the other night, and along the bottom, you know how they have those
banners,
rollers along the bottom of the screen, it said, new segment launched in Australia. No Warning takes everything by storm.
What? Really?
Not really.
No, but that has happened because
that's right. Everyone steals our ideas.
That's happened twice to our segments. That we've had that's the field right. stolen, and what was the other one?
Floating fixture.
Floating fixure was stolen.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
we are the originals.
So here it is. No Warning.
Okay.
I always do a Who Would You Rather Go to the Grand Final with. Try and make it something to do with the news. Loose. Okay. Who would you rather go to the Grand Final with? Boris Johnson, Scott Morrison or Donald Trump? All in
Jesus.
The news.
God. Trifecta.
Probably Boris. I'd get a laugh out of him, I think. He's crazy.
Scott Morrison would be boring as boring.
For me, process of elimination, really, as much as I dislike Boris Johnson, it's going to have to be him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I think so too.
Gosh, what a dud choices you gave us there.
Brad has asked us a question on the email. When are the AFLW going to start running their competition at the same time and alongside the men's series? I believe the NRL comp runs at the same time and not before the men's one. Totally agree, Brad.
Well, Brad, I have a thought about this because in Victoria, the VFLW does run alongside the men's season. So it runs from May to August, so pretty closely alongside. And you know, last year they played the grand final at Etihad. So it's possible. The structure's there.
And on the weekend, they played the grand final at Icon Park.
At Icon Park.
Although, if you don't do it alongside the men's season, the argument is AFLW gets way more clear air.
Yeah.
More focus.
That is the argument, but because I guess I can see the groundswell that the VFLW is getting. And, it, you know, sometimes we'll go to a double header, VFL and VFLW. Yeah. So,
anyway, that wasn't on the no warning list. In fact, there was no warning because we didn't know Brad was sending
it. No, Brad gave us a no warning.
Right. What is the total amount of goals scored this year by all clubs in the home and away? 4,061, 3,842 or 3,179?
4,000 and whatever.
C.
No, Fee, you are correct. 4,061. Okay. Well done, you.
Look at you over there like a Cheshire.
Smug as.
I heard that. In the last week or something, somewhere, and I thought that is a thought that had never entered my mind ever.
The total number of goals.
Anyway, in grand final week, when the team you support is competing, are you allowed to wear footy clothes to the office?
Absolutely. In fact, I have this week.
Yes.
Yeah, to church.
I wouldn't go to church, but I'm sure people would.
I think you can wear what you want to church, can't you?
If your team wins, Breeza,
yep,
or both of you, but Breeza's the only one who's likely, when do you have to stop wearing your footy colours?
Oh, the next
Never.
Day.
No.
Seriously, how long would you go for, a month?
No, I think I generally wear my footy colours whenever I want.
Right, okay. Fee?
Well, I only wore it for a day after.
I would only do that, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm a day, but anyway, that's no warning.
Thanks, Motti.
Can't say it was the most sparkling, but you know.
Yeah, no, look, but Motti, it's always sparkling from you.
Thank you. You're so kind.
Yeah, you're a pro.
If I think of anything else,
I enjoy playing that segment from home.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you listen from home and you can play along.
Oh, yep. Good. Oh, see, I love your support, Fraser.
Shall we preview the grand final?
Let's talk about
it.
Oh,
my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's getting closer.
Richmond versus Greater Western Sydney. Yes.
We do, I do need to flag. We need to talk about the other grand final that happened, last, the two grand finals that happened on the weekend. But we'll come back to those.
Maybe we can put them in our community notice board. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So where, I guess, from the point of view, where do we think it's won or lost, I guess, is one way of looking at it first.
Who wants to start? Because if I start, I won't stop.
Well, if you start and we want you to stop, I'm going to put my hand up.
Yeah, we need to have we need to have an international right. signal for stop talking about your team.
So GWS against Collingwood absolutely smashed Collingwood in contested possessions and clearances. They are an elite stoppage team. So for Richmond to be in this game, they need to be thereabouts or break even in that area of the ground. So we can't allow. So Collingwood showed us the template of not what to do. Don't let GWS smash you in contested possessions. So Richmond need to break even in that area.
Can I ask a question? How are you going to manage, how's Richmond going to manage Toby Green being back in the side?
Oh, Grimes goes to Toby Green straight away.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's normally a defender.
Yeah. Isn't Toby Green up forward?
Toby's mid forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He'd need Grimes. Someone that can run both, run with him.
Well, yeah, someone will go to him in the middle, and then when he goes forward, Grimes will take him.
Well, that's the interesting, now that you've opened that question, because that's the same thing, who goes to Dusty, because Dusty has license to go anywhere.
Yeah, De Boer will go to Dusty for sure.
And he'll have to, but can he run with him down to the forward line?
Well, see, that's one of the areas Richmond will be able to hopefully get an advantage is, you know, shift them forward. Anyone that De Boer or Perryman's playing on, move them forward and expose them defensively.
I tell you what was obvious after the weekend was Richmond have a superb handballing game.
Yeah.
They can just flick it around. It's amazing.
Mm. Isn't Edwards is the master of handball.
He might be my favourite player.
He's electric.
Barely touches their hands. It's just this amazing handball game. I'd say they're the best in the league.
Severely underrated Shane Edwards.
Now, so who would then... So he's a prime mover. So Bashahuli's also a prime mover for your team. Yeah. So GWS would probably... It might be wise to play someone, a defensive forward on him.
On him, yep. So Basher got us back into that prelim. He was electric.
He was astounding,
Four quarters he played as well, and I love that. Yeah. You know, when someone can actually play the full game, they don't have dips. And
so they'll be putting work into Basher for sure. The ruck is another interesting area. So Mumford can't jump. Richmond are playing two rucks.
White men can't jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need to expose Mummy aerobically around the ground. I don't think Grundy did that enough. Like, Grundy smashed him in tap outs, but he didn't. I don't think Grundy pushed forward enough, or anyway, they didn't expose Mummy enough. So I think you know what? I think this grand final is going to be on.
I think so too.
Grand final.
Same.
If Mummy's going out, if this is his last game, he's taken players with him.
Ooh.
It's going to be on. These teams, seriously, and I wanted to talk about this. This Tigers GWS is becoming a genuine rivalry. And I think whenever you meet a team in a grand final, that's kind of the exclamation mark to that rivalry. So Richmond, their recent encounters have been 1-1. So we've won. Mm. They smashed us up there. We smashed them down here. Round three, Dusty got suspended for whacking De Boer. And remember, he did that snorting gesture to Mummy.
Oh, that's right.
So there's a bit of history there, and he flipped him the bird as well.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, I forgot about that.
And then in 2017, Cameron kicked the winning goal for GWS to win by 3 points when Richmond had been leading all game. And that was when Richmond lost four in a row, and that coined the phrase Richmondy. Do you remember that phrase, Richmondy? Because Richmond were losing close games and they just couldn't get over the line.
And so people then said, that is not very Richmondy.
Yeah. So, or that's very Richmondy to lose.
Yeah,
like
to find a way to lose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this rivalry, these two teams do not like each other one bit.
I mean, you can look at it another way as well, because you can look at it that, you know, it's a tale of two ends in a way. You know, you've got Revolt and Lynch down one end, and you've got Cameron and Finlayson at the other. If you're in that old school big power forwards, I'd love to see a bit of them kicking goals too.
Yeah. So, if GWS get their game up and going, we know how talented they are. If they get that uncontested clean ball, dominate clearances, it's going to be very hard for Richmond to win. So they definitely have the toolkit that will trouble us. So it's going to be a close grand final.
I think they'll win. I think the Tiger will win.
I think it'll pan out a little bit like Geelong did. So it'll be a tug of war, and then I think Richmond will just outlast them, I think. Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, that's my prediction.
Will we see you at the G again on Saturday night, Breather? That's a big question.
Yes.
Oh, it's been our big grand final show on Chicks Talking Footy this evening. You've been with Fee, Moddy and Breezer. Now, we've been talking a lot about the grand final coming up this weekend, but there was also some grand final results in the VFL and VFLW this weekend, Moddy.
There were, and they were a Richmond victory in the VFL and a Collingwood victory in the VFLW.
So Collingwood were playing the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I went to both these games.
Yeah, so what was it like down at Icon Park, Breezer?
Yeah, it was really good. It had much more of a community feel than Eddie had.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. Like, you're at a local ground, you're watching local footy.
Yeah.
It just made sense. Like, it was a good fit.
I was at their VFLW and VFL grand finals last year, mainly because Hawthorn were in both of them. But at Eddie had, it just felt... there would have been
sterile.
Well, there would have been, I don't know, a few thousand people, but in a stadium that fits 50,000, 5,000 feels like it, no one turned up. Whereas at Icon Park, you've got a bit more of an intimate feel.
And it wasn't full for the VFLW, but it was full for the VFL. But the VFLW, gee, it was a great game. Collingwood, dominated the Bulldogs, but it felt like it was a lot closer. And there was a distinct breeze, so there was a lot of football down one end. But, yeah, Collingwood, congratulations to Penny Kula-Reed coaching her first premiership Football Club.
She must be a gun, because I've read things lots over the time that, sort of she's one to watch, if you know what I mean, in terms of coaching circles. She must really have a great brain for footy.
And then Richmond, God, hung on by 3 points against Williamstown. Did you watch this? It was such a cliffhanger.
I know. Like Williamstown had a chance to win.
They had two chances to win, and they missed them both.
They had a guy, Willie...
Wheeler.
Wheeler. We won.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor bugger, missed or something.
Yep.
Oh, hard. Football's heartbreaking at times. I think that's all we can say. Now, we're coming towards the end of the game, but I just... I'd just like to say that tomorrow is the Essendon Women's Network Grand Final Week Lunch. They have a big comedy debate. They have 1,000 people at the Crown Palladium. They have major awards, Women's Footballer of the Year, etc., etc. There is a community leader category of these awards, and our very own Fiona Newton is a finalist. Her name's going to be read out. It'll be Fiona from Chicks Talking Footy, I think, and it's for her work, obviously, with this program, which we're all very proud of, but also for the Hawks, setting up the Hawks Pride and your... everything with the Pride movement that you work in. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honour just to get this far, to be a finalist.
It's amazing.
It is, nominations go right out nationally. So it's a huge honour to do that. So Moddy is my footy wife for the event.
Plus one.
My plus one. And hopefully we get a bit more than a free lunch.
We'll be having chicken or beef.
Chicken
or
Make sure you share some photos, Moddy.
Definitely will.
We'll keep you updated on the socials during the day. But that was our grand final show. And we will have one more show this year and then that's it. So we'll talk all about what happened. But we won't find out till after Saturday, obviously. You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Go Tigers!
Well, you work to earn a living, but on weekends comes a time you can do whatever turns you on. Go out and clear your mind. Me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy will turn round. Come!